奉主耶稣的圣名，我们一起来学习一段道理之后，我们再一起祷告。
Name Lord Jesus, after we study a passage in the Bible, then we may pray together.
我们今天下午祷告前来想，神以喜乐油膏你。
And so this afternoon, I'd like to study the topic, God has anointed you with the oil of gladness.
请翻开诗篇45篇。
Please turn to a scroll, Psalm 45.
诗篇四十五篇
，Scroll Psalm 45。
我们请来读第六节。
Please read verse 6。
诗篇四十五篇第六节
，Psalm 45 verse 6。
神啊，你的宝座是永永远远的，你的国权是正直的。
Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever.A scepter of justice will be the scepter of your kingdom.
第七节，你喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶，所以神就是你的神，用喜乐油膏你。
You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy.
胜过高你的同伴。
It says above the.Set you above your companions.
好，那第八节
verse 8.
你的衣服都有木药、沉香、肉桂的香气，象牙宫中有丝弦乐器的声音，使你欢喜。
All your robes are fragrant with myrrh and aloe, with cassia, from palaces adorned with ivory. The music of the strings make you glad.
这一段经文就是刚才我们唱诗歌九十七首，它所根据的经文所造的诗歌。
And so, the hymn that we just sang came from this passage in the scroll of Psalms.
那我们从刚才的诗歌你就看到它其实在描述主耶稣基督。
And so, this is actually a description of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督是从天上而来的
，because Lord Jesus came from heaven，
他本来是荣耀的、尊贵的
，and so he is full of glory and honor。
但是他愿意为我们的缘故，他离开他荣耀的宝座，就像九十七篇的歌词，他题目说：“我主离开象牙宫。”
But for our sake, he suffered.Just like what it says, he left his ivory palaces.
那他成为世人，在我们当中居住，他为我们带来了救恩。
And so he became flesh like us and lived among us.
那所以四十五篇，它基本上是一篇预言的诗歌。
And so Psalm 45 is really a psalm of prophecy.
它预言耶稣基督的来到。
He prophesies the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他预言耶稣基督所要拯救的教会就是他的百姓。
And to prophesize the church and the people that God will save.
那救主耶稣基督跟他所拣选的百姓，这个关系就像夫妇一样的亲密。
Christ and the church, the people that he saved,The relationship is just like husband and wives.
那这个就是第四十五篇里面的两个段落。
And so these are the two sections that we can find in chapter 45.
从第一节到第八节，他都在描述这位君王。
And from verse 1 to 8, he described this king.
到第九节以后，到最后，他就要描述他的心腹。
And from verse 9 on, it describes this new bride.
就是这个属王的这个王后是何等的尊贵。
How beautiful and honorable is this bride?
那她所生养的后代是要接续她做王的。
And the descendants shall continue with the kingship.
那她的国权是直到永永远远的。
And his throne shall last forever and ever.
我们看第十节
Please read verse 10.
女子啊，你要听，要想，要侧耳听，不要纪念你的民和你的父家。
Verse 10, listen, O daughter, consider and give ear, forget your people and your father's house.
那这是一个单数的女子。
And here he mentioned a singular term for the woman.
其实他都在讲这个属王的这个心腹。
And that is the bride that belonged to the king.
那这个心腹是被装扮得非常美的。
And this new bride is well adorned.
她是蒙福的。
And she is blessed.
我们看第十五节。
Please read verse 15.
他们要欢喜快乐被引导，他们要进入王宫。
They are led in with joy and gladness. They enter the palace of the king.
第十六节。
16.
你的子孙要接续你的列祖，你要立他们在全地作王。
Your sons will take the place of your fathers. You will make them princes throughout the land.
17. 我必叫你的名被万代纪念，所以万民要永永远远称谢你。
I will perpetuate your memory through all generations. Therefore, the nations will praise you forever and ever.
我们看这里就是其实一个很重要的预告我们今天百姓门徒跟主耶稣基督的关系，以及他所给我们的应许。
And so here, it describes our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and the promise that the Lord gave us.
那这一篇诗歌它里面的经文被希伯来书特别引用。
And so, this passage was also referenced in the book of Hebrew.
我们来先看希伯来书第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrew, chapter 1.
希伯来书第一章。
Hebrew chapter 1.
我们把这经文一起看的时候，我们就会明白它到底在告诉我们什么道理。
Hebrew chapter 1, and so we can see what it really means to us.
希伯来书一章第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节，论到子却说，神啊，你的宝座是永永远远的。你的国权是正直的，你喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶，所以神就是你的神，用喜乐油膏你，胜过膏你的同伴。
Verse 8, but about the Son, he says, Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever, and righteousness will be the scepters of your kingdom.
第九节
Verse 9, You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness.Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy.
这两节经文就是四十五篇的第六节跟第七节一样的。
Same as what we read in Psalm 45.
但是他在前面第八节特别说，论到子却说，论到儿子哈。
He says, but about the son, he says.
所以他这里特别论到主耶稣基督。他是神的儿子这个角色，在地上所要施行的救恩。
That is regarding the Son and how God will establish His salvation.
那所以主耶稣他在世上的时候，他特别在安息日进到会堂，打开一处圣经，他就读圣经给当时的人听。
And so Lord Jesus, on a Sabbath day, he opened up the scripture and he read the scripture to the people.
我们看路加福音第四章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4.
路加福音第四章。
Luke, chapter 4.
我们读第十六节。
Luke, chapter 4, verse 16.
这是主耶稣在世上他留下了榜样。
So this is the example that Lord Jesus left.
以及他如何引用圣经来来印证他自己本身的身份。
And how he used the Bible to prove that his status.
十六节说，耶稣来到拿撒勒，就是他长大的地方，在安息日照他平常的规矩进了会堂，站起来要念圣经。
Verse 16, he went to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue as was his custom, and he stood up to read.
主耶稣他在为人在世上生活这段日子，他很重视安息日。
And so while Jesus was in this world, he focused much on Sabbath day.
照平常的规矩，一定进到会堂来。
According to his custom, on the Sabbath day, he definitely will enter the synagogue.
而且一定要读圣经。
He must read the Bible.
所以我们今天进到在安息日进到神的会堂，一定要读圣经。
And so today, when we entering the church, the sanctuary of God, we must also read the Bible.
如果我们在安息日没有真的坐下来听道理啊，来思想神的话哈，好像缺少什么。
And so if we come to the church to observe the Sabbath, but we did not listen to the word of God, we did not read the Bible, then something is missing.
所以我们不能一直忙碌的在各样的侍奉上，我们一定要有时间坐下来听道理。
And so we cannot just spend the whole day on serving different things, but we must find time to sit down and listen to the words.
好，十七节。
Verse 17.
有人就把先知以赛亚的书交给他，他就打开。找到一处写着说
The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unroll it, he found the place where it is written.
那这个主耶稣他进会堂啊，他读圣经，人家会管会堂会把那个经卷给他啊，不是随便给的。
And so Jesus entered the synagogue, and the act of someone giving him
所以
a scroll to read was not a random act.
主耶稣他从小哈就是在会堂里面哈，在崇拜，所以他在会堂里面他有工作的。
And so Jesus has been attending services since he was a child, and so he knows how things work, and he also serve in the church.
有人专门读圣经。
So there's someone to read in the synagogue.
所以现在在犹太人的会堂，在许多一些一般基督教的教会里面，他们也有指定专人读圣经。
And so in the Jewish synagogue or some other form of worship, they would assign somebody to read the Bible.
那圣经要读得顺，其实要常常读的。
And for someone to read the Bible fluently, that means he must be familiar with the passage.
其实我们有时候听弟兄里面读圣经，就知道说他到底有没有常常在读圣经啊。
And so we can hear how a person reads the Bible, and try to guess maybe he reads the Bible a lot or not.
你如果常常读的人哦，你就知道在什么地方要断句，在这个圣经是你很熟，所以你读得很顺的。
And someone who reads the Bible a lot, perhaps he read the passage before, and he would know how to read it appropriately.
那如果不常读的就读得不顺。
Someone who has not read that passage before or not familiar with it, then he probably doesn't read that well.
那圣经是越读越顺。
And so the more you read, the better you became.
那我们越读就越有感动哦。
And then you would be inspired by the message.
所以圣经要把它读出来。
And so we must read the scripture out loud.
我们过去教会有一些传统哈，如果讲到人讲到一节经节哈，这个是在以前台湾的教会，就会有人站起来读圣经。
And so in some of the churches in the past, if the pastor read or came to a certain verse.Someone in the congregation will stand up and read it.
那其实这样子，那个底下人都很注意啊。那个讲到人要翻哪一节，赶快翻到就站起来读。
And so, people would pay attention to where the scriptures are and ready to read.
那其实也有好处，他不会睡觉。
So, maybe there's some benefits, such as not easily falling asleep.
如果现在我们在读圣经，我们都有这个站起来读的哈。大巴不会睡觉，你会注意听。哎，等一下读圣经，我要站起来读，你会注意的。
And so if you have to stand up and read, you probably won't be falling asleep.
不然等一下，我现在看有人在睡觉，我就叫他起来读圣经，他马上醒过来。
In case if someone was dozing off and then he had to stand up, and that would be kind of embarrassing.
因为读圣经其实是要动脑筋的。
Because reading the Bible require concentration.
有时候我们没有动脑筋我们听听听就睡着了。
And if you don't pay attention, you may fall asleep.
好，那主耶稣他就是读圣经啊。
And so Lord Jesus he reads the Bible.
这一次读圣经他自己翻开来读的。
So he found some place in the Bible.
他是有目的的，他特别读这一段。
And he found the place where it is written and.
第十八节。
Verse 18。
主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。
The Spirit of the Lord is on me because He has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed.
第十九节，报告神悦纳人的喜念。
Verse 19, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
二十节，于是把书卷起来，交还执事，就坐下，管会堂里的人都定睛看他。
Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him.
二十一节，耶稣对他们说：“今天这经应验在你们耳中了。”
Verse 21, and he began by saying to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing."
二十二，众人都称赞他，并稀奇他口中所出的恩言，又说：“这不是约瑟的儿子吗？”
All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. "Isn't this Joseph's son?" they asked.
你看主耶稣，他特别找到以赛亚书六十一章第一节到第三节的这个经文，读给大家听。
And so Lord Jesus found the passage in Isaiah, and he read it to them.
然后他读完之后，众人都定睛看他。
And so after he read it, everyone looked at him.
那圣经特别说，很稀奇。从他口中所出的恩言
，It says that they were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips.
他所读的这一段，就是以赛亚先知预告耶稣基督他的出现，已经活生生在众人的眼前。
For this is the passage that prophesies the coming of Lord Jesus Christ, and now it has been fulfilled.
特别提到是主的灵在我的身上。他用膏膏我
，and he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, and then I'm anointed by the Lord."
我们现在来看以赛亚书的这一段，六十一章。
So we can turn to Isaiah chapter 63.
六十一章
，63 chapter 63.
以赛亚书六十一 61.
Oh, sorry, 61. Isaiah 61.
六十一章的第一节说
，Verse one，
主神的灵在我身上，因为主用膏膏我，叫我传好信息给谦卑的人，差遣我医好伤心的人，报告被掳的得释放，被囚的出监牢。
61 verse 1, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom.For the captive and release from darkness for the prisoners.
第二节，报告主的恩年和我们神报仇的日子，安慰一切悲哀的人。
To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn.
第三节，赐华冠给与赐安与赐华冠给锡安悲哀的人，代替灰尘，喜乐油代替悲哀。赞美衣代替忧伤之灵，使他们称为公义树，是主所栽的，叫他得荣耀。
And provide for those who grieve in Zion, and bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor.
这里特别提到，他这里说神要赐喜乐油代替悲哀，赞美衣代替忧伤的灵给他的百姓。
Here it says that the Lord will give the oil of gladness instead of ashes.
要赐冠冕来代替灰尘呢。
A crown of beauty instead of ashes, an oil of gladness instead of mourning.
他们如果是悲哀的人要沮丧的他们在头上会撒灰的。
And so, in those areas, if they're sad, they will put ashes on their head.
那当时候那个国破家亡的时候，那百姓羞愧悲哀就像头上撒灰尘一样。
And so, when the kingdom of Israel and Judah was taken captive, they it's like they all the citizens had ashes on their head.
但是现在神要赐冠冕给锡安悲哀的人，就是神的百姓，他们现在整个心情要转变。
But now, Lord will give them oil of gladness.
从羞愧要变成荣耀。
From shame to glory.
他们现在要神要用喜乐油来膏他们，让他们欢喜快乐了。
And God shall anoint them with the oil of gladness.
那有这个喜乐油之后，他说接下去穿上赞美的衣服来代替忧伤的灵。
And a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair.
你就看到说这里的喜乐油就是神的这个圣膏，他膏我们的时候，你就会内心充满喜乐满足。
And so the oil of gladness is when God anointed us with His Spirit will be full of satisfaction.
主耶稣他自己读圣经，读了以赛亚书这一段，当时候百姓听了就觉得很惊奇。
And so when Lord Jesus read this passage, the people were amazed.
然后主就说，今天这个经应验在你们耳中。
And so Lord Jesus said, this prophecy has now been fulfilled among you.
就是救主的恩典已经来到了。
That is the salvation of Christ has now arrived.
愿意接受耶稣基督，不会因为他的出生的背景来轻视他的人就得福气了。
Those who are willing to accept Jesus and not despising him because of his background will receive blessings.
可是人往往很难超越这个偏见。所以当时候人他们就有一个疑惑，这个人不是约瑟的儿子吗？
But many people couldn't overcome their personal bias, so they wonder, isn't this Joseph's son?
最后事实证明，家乡的人弃绝耶稣，所以主耶稣就走了。
And so Bible records that Jesus was despised by his people of his hometown, so Jesus left.
有很多接纳主的人，他们都得恩典而且成为神的儿女。得到一个特殊的这个属灵的生命，但是他家乡的人反倒没有得到。
So many people who came to Christ received Christ, and they were all greatly blessed, but the people of his hometown received nothing.
那所以我们现在看到圣经的这些记录啊，我们今天祷告，要祈求神用喜乐的油来膏我们。
And so today, when we pray to God, we ask God to anoint us with the oil of gladness.
这是主特殊的恩赐。
And this is a special blessing from the Lord.
最好的礼物。
It is the best gift.
要给愿意祈求人都可以领受的。
It is for those who are willing to receive.
所以我们看到圣经早在你看主出生以前这么久。之前就已经预告了主耶稣他带来的恩典是何等的美好。
So many years before the birth of Christ, there has already been prophesied of his coming.
他主耶稣他喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶，所以他是圣洁公义的神。
That Lord Jesus is the God of absolute justice and mercy.
所以主耶稣你看他从施洗约翰接受他的洗礼，从水里上来的时候，那个圣灵像鸽子就落在他的身上降下来。
So after Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, Holy Spirit came upon him like a dove.
那这个就好像用圣膏被膏一样。
And this is like being anointed with oil.
是属神的。
It shows that he belongs to God.
现在主耶稣也要把这样的一个恩典的这个圣膏给我们每一个人。
And so today, Lord Jesus will also anoint us with this oil.
他用喜乐的油膏我们，让我们心里面充满满足。
And so he will anoint us with the oil of gladness so that we can be filled with joy and happiness.
有时候我们内心好像没有喜乐事实上常常来自于我们跟神疏远了。
Sometimes we feel we have no joy is maybe because we're far from God.
那通常是因为我们没有被圣灵充满。
And we're not filled by the Spirit of God.
如果我们被圣灵充满，我们的内心一定会喜乐。
If we feel by the Holy Spirit, then we'll naturally show our joy of the Lord.
那我们也会得到平安。
Then we'll receive peace.
那有许多的忧虑就卸下来。
And so many of our worries will be no more.
所以其实我们在生活当中有许多的这些现象我们要按着真理去反省我们信仰的状态跟神的关系。
And so perhaps our daily worries and trouble is a reflection of our relationship with God.
我们如果跟神的关系好，基本上跟人的关系都不会太差。
And so if we have good relationship with the Lord, then our relationship with others should be fine as well.
如果我们被圣灵充满，我们不但得能力，我们内心也会有喜乐满足。
If we are filled by the Holy Spirit, we'll be full of power as well as full of joy.
那如果有喜乐满足，接下去其实比较不会生气，也 比较不会跟人吵架。
And if we're full of joy from the inside, then we will not get into argument with others.
那有时候我们如果没有去注意，没有回到圣经里面去看这个真理的指示，我们按照世界的方法，通常我们就会离喜的越来越远。
On the other hand, if we fail to obey the truth, then we'll be further away from the joy of God.
花了好多好多的时间功夫，发现一点都没有效果。
And we will discover that our efforts amount to very little results.
那我们内心的虚空可能会更深哦。
And the emptiness in our heart may even increase.
那我们很可能要再找其他的方式来满足，但是结果又让我们更没有时间去亲近神。
And so we try to find other ways for satisfaction, but that gives us even less time to draw near to God.
那我们看到圣经已经应许我们这样说了。
So Bible has given us this promise.
神就是你的神，要用喜乐油膏你。
That God, your God, shall anoint you with oil of gladness.
圣经里面预言有关于主耶稣基督的都已经实现了，我们都知道这个真理已经呈现在眼前，我们今天也才有这个恩典在基督里面了。
And so today, according to Christ, we are all one, belong to Him.
但是我们现在看到圣经这样写，要把这个你，把我们自己放在这里面。
And so when Bible mentioned you belong to Christ, it's you means us.
所以现在我们的这位神，他特别用喜乐的油要来膏我们每一个。
And so this God we worship will now anoint us with the oil of gladness.
那这个就是祷告被圣灵充满的功夫啊。
And this is the work of prayer and being filled by the Holy Spirit.
教会要发展跟祷告，我们有没有？同心祷告是绝对关系。
And so for the church to grow, a direct factor is the prayer.
我们过去有一位长老退休了，他还在负担教会的时候，有一次派去一个教会，400多人的信徒，晚上聚会大概70-80个人。
And so there was an elder who retired, but while he was stationed as a pastor, he went to a church, about 400 membership, but in the Friday evening service had about 70-80 people.
那如果以我今天来说，七八十个不错了。
And we thought, oh, 70-80, that's not bad.
但是如果很大的会堂，那七八十放进去，稀稀疏疏，没几个。
But a church with 400 membership and a very large chapel, 70-80 people really don't look too good.
然后到安息日
，on the Sabbath day，
来了120个
，120 people show up，
400多个信徒来了120个，你可以算那个比例啊。
And a church with over 400 membership, only 120 attended the Sabbath service.
所以信徒很冷啊。
And so the membership, the congregation was quite cold.
也不想要聚会。
So many people didn't want to come to church.
有很多人事实上是忙着赚钱，忙着追求世界。
Many people were busy making money and pursuing the world.
那结果他就请教个长老说怎么办。
And so he asked some advice from an elder. What should he do?
那长老跟他提两个做法。
So the elder recommended two things.
第一件事情
，first thing，
加强祷告。
Pray more，
就是教会要推动祷告的生活，特别是早上祷告。
And so as maybe start to pray in the morning, especially.
第二
，secondly，
教会要把罪除掉，要成为圣洁。
And the church should be holy and remove all evil.
因为当时候教会有许多犯罪的信徒。没有处理
，because there are some members who have sinned, and but church did nothing.
那个这个犯罪事实上是说明他已经很严重的会成为笑，去影响到很多人都觉得说啊这样也没关系，那样也没关系， 教会失去了圣洁，就失去了神的同在，这是很明显的。
And so, these are more severe sins that may cause others to fall. Therefore, a church need to take actions to prevent members from corrupting their faith.
那这位长老跟这位当时候的传道者，他提议说，如果有这样祷告，弟兄姐妹才会同心合意。
And so, if the prayers are steadfast, and then the brothers and sisters will unite as one.
所以如果没有祷告，不会同心。
Without prayer, there will be no unity.
啊，不，没有同心就没有力量。
No unity, no power.
所以要祷告，一定要从护士人开始。
And so, the prayer may start from the church workers or the council members.
他就祷告，他就推动祷告的生活。
So he started the this pattern of prayer.
那结果，他们是每天早上早祷会的。
So every morning they would pray together.
真的就有许多弟兄姐妹早早就到教会里祷告了。
And so many brothers and sisters came to the church early in the morning.
一有祷告生活以后，教会马上不一样。
And then we can see the church began to change.
我们都知道，多祷告就多有能力。
So the more prayer you offer, the more power you'll have.
少祷告就少有能力。
So less power you offer, less power you
have. 如果不祷告，根本没能力。
No prayer equal to no power.
啊，但是如果我们不祷告，事情还是可以照做。
Of course, without prayer, you can still do something.
但是最后没有效果。
But the result might be very limited or none.
但是有祷告就不一样了。
But with prayer, the results will be different.
他这个教会就真的推动祷告生活，真的执行。
And so the church executed more prayer.
那接下去他就开始要让教会洁净。
And then begin to purify the church.
所以就跟这个执务会一起把这些犯罪该除名的就把它处理了。
And so they even excommunicated some members.
结果这个事情不容易啊，因为在那个时代要除名，这是很大的事情。
And that was no easy task because back in those days to excommunicate somebody, was quite difficult.
但是有神的同，有神的应许，有圣灵的同工，然后有神的引导，其实事情也处理得很顺利。
And but thank God, due to God's guidance and all these tasks were done.
结果教会就开始发展了。
And so the church began to grow.
那教会发展的明显的效果就是有许多人他都很乐意的到教会守安息日。
And so one clear sign was that many people returned to church to observe the Sabbath.
那个慕道者自己走进来。
And some truth seekers would willingly joining the congregation.
就教会唱诗，人家听到诗歌进来，他就信了，然后就受洗了。
Some people will even hear the hymn singings and just come in and receive Holy Spirit and baptize.
慕道者进来祷告得圣灵。
And so visitors come in also receive Holy Spirit.
圣工就开始活泼起来的发展。
And so the holy work began to flourish.
后来几年里面教会信徒从400个增加差不多快1000人了。
And so, several years later, the membership grew from 400 to close to 1,000.
许多的信徒的信心就被挑旺起来了。
And so, many members' faith were greatly increased.
那这个是从祷告来的。
And so, this came from prayer.
从圣灵的工作来的。
From the work of the Holy Spirit.
那所以今天呢，我们要祈求神用喜乐的油来膏我们。
And so today we ask the Lord to anoint us with the oil of gladness.
让我们被圣灵充满。
So that we may be filled by the Holy Spirit.
因为主耶稣已经应许的。
Because Lord Jesus had promised.
当圣灵降在我们身上的时候，我们就得力量。
When the Holy Spirit came upon us, we shall receive power.
那我们就可以去做见证。
That we may testify.
那去做见证就是我们会遇到那个需要福音的人。
That we may bear witness to those who needs the gospel.
就是我们的信息讲出去，会刚好给那个需要人听到了。
That we proclaim the gospel to those who desperately needs the gospel.
那听到人他会感动了。
And those who heard the gospel will be touched.
然后他会又会有那个心说，我来追求，我来寻找，来听了。
And motivates him to seek the truth.
这个全部都是神的工作。
And so these are the works of the Lord.
都是圣灵在带领的。
The work of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们要能够达到这样的一个神动工的这个条件，就是我们弟兄姐妹要先同心合意祷告。
And so brothers and sisters must pray together as a prerequisite.
那我们在这个祷告的时候，我们就不可以去怀疑神的爱。
And so in our prayer, we should not doubt of God's love.
其实许多神的奇妙作为是我们看不懂的。
And so the Lord works in miraculous ways that we do not understand.
有一位姐妹她年轻的时候
And there was a sister when she was young.
她的先生33岁就过世。
Her husband died at the age of 33.
就是因为她的先生这么年轻得癌症，到医院里面去住院治疗。
And her husband had cancer, so went to the hospital for treatment.
结果在医院里面听到我们的福音呢。
And so he heard our teachings in the hospital.
出院回家的时候，他就被带到教会去慕道。
And so then he returned home and came to the church.
那有许多弟兄姐妹就很热心的爱心的去访问他，去关心他，跟进。
So many brothers and sisters did the follow-up work and preach the gospel to his household.
又去住院。
He returned to the hospital again.
很严重了，就是说。这个病变得很严重。
His illness became even more severe.
那去住院的时候，弟兄姐妹、传道人去访问他们。
And so the pastors and the members went to visit him in the hospital.
然后去访问的时候，就讲到这个洗礼的道理。
And then preach to him about the doctrines of baptism.
然后神开他的心，他就说他要接受洗礼。
And God opened his heart, and he said he wanted to be baptized.
这个丈夫跟妻子同时洗。接受洗礼。
And so the husband and the wife got baptized at the same time.
这个病人炎症末期的要到海里面去洗礼啊。
And so he was a terminally ill a cancer patient and was going to get baptized in the ocean.
被抬下去的。
And people had to carry him into the water.
这个太太先去洗。
And so the wife got baptized first.
先生在上面看。
And so the husband was looking.
在洗礼的时候，这个先生就看到太太在洗礼传道者奉主耶稣圣名让他全身入水的时候，那个荣光从天上照下来。
And so the husband saw that when the wife was getting baptized in the water, and there was a glorious light shone on the wife.
是这个丈夫看到的。
And so the husband saw that vision.
哇，他很感动啊。
So he was deeply moved.
那好了，太太洗完礼之后是换他下去了，被抬下去的。
And then he was carried into the water.
他被抬下去，在洗礼的时候，主耶稣开他的眼睛，看到全部的那个水周围通通变成红色的宝血。
And so during the baptism, the Lord Jesus opened his eyes. He saw that all the water surrounding him are transformed to redness to the blood of Jesus.
完全照圣经所说的，有血水，有圣灵做见证。
And so indeed, the baptism was witnessed by the water, the spirit, and the blood.
那洗礼完起来以后，他整个人改变，容光焕发。
And so after the baptism, he changed completely.
被抬下去，结果是自己走上来。
And so he was carried into the water, but he was able to walk up using his own strength.
他就神保守他，又继续活了几个月的时间。
And so the Lord preserved him for several more months.
那他结果他洗礼回来以后，跟他住在同一个医院的隔壁病房有一个女士跟他住同一个病房的人看到他的改变之后，那一个同病房的病友后来也来信主了。
And so after another patient who was in the same room as his brother and saw the change happen to him, this other patient also came and believed.
因为他看到他在洗礼前病恹恹快要死掉了，怎么洗礼回来又好像变了一个人一样。
Because this patient saw this brother was about to die, but after baptism he changed completely.
哇，他这个朋友是很有兴趣的，他说。他就要来教会查考，他就来查考了，后来真的来信主了。
And so later on, this other patient also came to believe and was baptized.
那后来神让他们出院回家，又经过几个月，在睡梦当中，神让他平静的离世。
And so they returned home, and he survived for several more months, and then in his sleep he passed away.
那这个做妻子的很顺服的接受主耶稣基督的旨意。
And the wife accepted God's arrangement submissively.
她没有绝望啊。
And she did not.
她三十几岁就当寡妇了。
She did not live in despair, even though she became widow at 30 something years old.
就带着她的两个小孩在主里长大。
And so she raised the two children in the Lord.
那她面对这样的一个那个打击啊，但是丈夫生病，但是也因此得到主的救恩，她觉得很满足啊。
Even though there's such a life-changing event, because of that, she came to believe, and so she was happy and satisfied.
这当中，因为存着盼望，
because she has the eternal hope.
因为她在基督里面，她知道将来还可以在主里面相见，在天国再会。
Because she knows that in Christ, she'll get to see her husband again.
所以她的心都得到安慰了。
And so she was greatly comforted.
因为在主里面。死的人是有福的，像睡着一样，还要再醒过来的。
Because indeed, those who pass away in the Lord are blessed; they shall resurrect.
所以今天主赐给我们的圣灵就是安慰的灵。
Therefore, Holy Spirit is a spirit of comfort.
是喜乐的灵。
It's a spirit of joy.
会让我们内心涌出那个说不出来的平安呢、啊。
And so that from our heart there'll be a wellspring of joy and peace.
所以。新年圣经这样子预言，神就是你的神，要用喜乐油膏你。
And so today, the Bible prophesied that God is our God, and shall anoint us with the oil of gladness.
让我们相信主的应许，
so、
他的爱。
Let us believe this promise from the Lord.
有一个弟兄啊，他也是心里面很愁苦。
And so there was a brother who also was very sorrowful.
其实年轻人也没什么好苦的。
He was young, so I don't know why he was worrying about that.
他就原因后来发现了，他怀疑神的爱。
Then later on, it was discovered that he doubted the love of God.
他是想说不知道主耶稣爱不爱他、啊。
He was unsure of that Jesus loved him.
很多事情好像都不顺啊，神到底爱不爱我、啊、
？And so he encountered some issues in life, so he wondered, does Jesus love me?
结果那个。有一个工人跟他说：“你不可以怀疑神的爱。”
And so a church worker told him that you should never doubt the love of God.
因为你怀疑的时候，你就落入魔鬼的陷阱里。
Because if you doubt the love of God, then you'll be ensnared by Satan.
我们今天对神最重要就是那个单纯的信心。
So today we must have simple faith in God.
哎，结果他这句话他听到了。
And so he heard it.
他说祷告的时候求主耶稣让他不要怀疑。
And so in his prayer he asked God to give him no doubt.
就像那个。做父亲的带儿子来找主耶稣，他跟主耶稣说：“主啊，求你帮助我的不信。”
Just like the father who was praying for his son, he came and he pled with Jesus, "Lord, help my unbelief."
结果很奇妙的，他那个这样的一个不怀疑神的爱的祷告以后，他在祷告当中本来愁眉苦脸啊，说很奇妙的，那个祷告完之后，那个神好像用两根那个绳子哈，把他的嘴角就往上提了。后来他就感觉到他祷告完之后他整个脸就放松就充满微笑内心非常的不一样。
So in the beginning he was full of sorrow, and he had a frown face, but after the prayer, he had a face with a very wide smile.
这个就好像真的是神用那个喜乐油膏他齁、哦、让他整个人就开朗起来了。就这个脸就不一样，就变成充满微笑。
And so God anointed him with oil of gladness, so people will see him with a big smiling face.
那这样的一个那个感动哈，那个他就深深的印在他的生命里面，他就一直记住，他只要愁苦的时候，就是祷告可以得到喜乐。
So you remember this experience that whenever he feel sorrowful, he just need to pray, and then God will give him joy.
就是让我们在生活当中得到力量。
And we can regain strength in life.
我们要一起来祷告。
So let us now pray together.
让我们啊，用一个专一、单纯的心来向神祈求。
And so let us plead to the Lord with one heart for Him.
啊，让神按着他的应许，用喜乐油来膏我们每一个弟兄姐妹。
And according to His promise, that God could anoint us with His oil of gladness.
那我们可以啊，在主里面同心。
And so that we can be united as one in Christ.
在主里面能够追求公义，追求圣洁。
And that we can pursue for righteousness, pursue for purity.
同心合意来兴旺福音。
And so working together to revive the gospel.
一起来蒙受主更大的福气。
To receive more blessings from the Lord.
我们现在就来祷告。
So let us now pray.
我们要接受按手祷告的，请到前面。
Those who like to receive the laying of hand, please come forward to pray.
教会的长老执事帮忙按手祷告。
We ask our church ordained workers to pray for you.
同心祷告。
So let us kneel down and pray.